This is Learning About the Roman Liturgy with Louis Tofari. The rubrics, the liturgy, the traditions of the Roman Catholic faith. And now, here's Louis Tofari.
Hello and welcome to Learning About the Roman Liturgy. I'm your host, Louis Tofari of Romanitas Press. First, I'd like to start out by wishing everyone a blessed and merry Christmastide. As many of you are aware, we're still within the 12 days of Christmas, so Christmas ain't over yet. Keep your Christmas tree in the house and keep it lit. Today's show is going to be very different than the ones we've had in the past for two reasons. First one, it's not going to be scripted, so I'll be speaking off the top of my head, except that the second reason is I'm going to relate something liturgical that's of personal interest, and so I have a little outline here to keep me kind of on track, but beyond that, we're just speaking extempore. So what I wanted to speak about is a little custom that I have every Christmas morning or Christmas day. I listen to a CD of a live recording made in 1967, which is titled Christmas Night in Bethlehem, The Midnight Ceremony at St. Catherine's Church. And I just love this recording. There's a lot of wonderful, beautiful things about it. It's something I've done for a very long time. In my interview with Mike and Lisa, we kind of talk about how I came across the recording. The event takes place in St. Catherine's Monastery, which is of the Franciscan friars, who are the custodians of the Holy Land. And they have a wonderful website on that. If you just type in Holy Land Franciscans, it'll probably come up that way. And there's a very neat history and everything of the Church of the Nativity, which is what we're talking about today, the Basilica of the Nativity, as well as other things. They even have cutaway drawings so you can see where everything's at, a lot of the history. It's just incredible. There's so much there. There's layer upon layer of things to learn about these sites in the Holy Land. And this recording, of course, is very significant for several reasons. First, it's the Midnight Mass that celebrates the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's being done at the very birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The actual birthplace of our Lord, over it is this 6th century Basilica of the Holy Nativity. And below that are what's called the grottos in Italian, or caves. And there's two caves, actually. There's the Cave of the Nativity, where our Lord Jesus Christ, the spot where he was actually born, which many of you may recognize. It's marked with that silver star on the floor. And there's an altar above that. But adjacent to that, there's another cave or grotto called the Grotto of the Manger, which is where Our Lady laid our Lord Jesus Christ into the trough, the feeding trough of the animals. And so those two caves there are directly underneath the church or Basilica of the Holy Nativity. Next to this is a complex of the monastery of St. Catherine of Alexandria, who is the Virgin and Martyr. And the Franciscans, that's their monastery, which is actually built on top of another, the ruins of another monastery of St. Jerome, the famous St. Jerome, who many of you are aware of was the translator of the Vulgate Bible. And beneath that complex are another set of caves and the grotto of St. Jerome himself, which is where he labored on the translation of the Vulgate Bible for at least almost 30 years. He's also, his tomb is down there as well. There's a little chapel down there. So it's all these neat connections going on. The actual Church of St. Catherine's is a different church. It was built in the 18th century, and one of its walls actually abuts or shares that of the Church in the Nativity, which is shared by some Orthodox as well. So there's territorial disputes that unfortunately go on. This recording was done live, and as reported in the October 19th, 1968 issue of Billboard, which was the recording industry's bulletin issued from Los Angeles, It was described as this, quote, Dunhill Records will release what it claims to be the first Christmas LP ever recorded in Bethlehem. An LP is a long playing vinyl record, for those of you who are not familiar with that term in this digital age. Continuing, quote, the package is Christmas Night in Bethlehem, and was recorded during Midnight Mass at St. Catherine's Church, operated by the Franciscan Fathers. The LP is a culmination of 10 months of negotiations between Dunhill and the church. Dunhill Records, that is. Augmenting the LP will be a 24-page booklet on the Mass. The Bethlehem Church, where the recording was made, is an international shrine, drawing worshipers from around the world to the Christmas Midnight Mass, unquote. So it was first released on LP, or long playing vinyl or records. It was released again on CD in 1991 by Het RZ in Israel. And I did try to see if it was still available on CD. I found several copies on vinyl on Amazon for only about $4. However, the only copies I could find on CD on Amazon were going for $90 almost, $89.99. There were only two copies that I could find. I did find one on eBay, though, for only $5. So it's difficult to find, but if you guys are very interested in this, you might petition Het RZ. It's H-E-D space A-R-Z-I. They're a recording company in Israel that still exists, and they own the copyrights, which is the reason we originally, Mike and Lisa, were going to broadcast the full recording twice on this coming Saturday. And then we discovered that it was actually still under copyright, so that's not possible. Though, during this show of mine, we're going to play a few extracts from the recording, and I'm just going to give you a couple things about each extract to show you why it's so interesting. So, as a live recording, it's not pristine. This is not the Robert Shaw Singers. There's plenty of coughing, hacking, nose blowing, and other such noises, which to me adds to the realism of the entire recording, which helps it make it very endearing for me. Also, the Italian Franciscan friars, they're singing a Parosi Mass and other things. They're not perfect at all, but as I like to say, they sing with gusto and devotion. And again, it's just real. The celebrant of the Mass is the Franciscan Latin Patriarch, Cardinal Alberto Gori. And he has a high nasal voice, being an Italian. He actually died 3 years later, in November of 1970. And we'll start talking about this this recording. So the opening track is of the bells you just heard from St. Catherine's Church, the beautiful, glorious pealing of the bells. And then the recording starts out with the night office of Matins, which is really quite appropriate. Many of you are used to Christmas carols, and there are a few Christmas carols that they sing in here, but they start out with this beautiful office of Matins. There's just a couple of extracts from that. The first thing is, the Christus Noctus Es Nobis Responsorio. Very beautiful, very moving. It's Christus Noctus Es Nobis Venite Adoremus, which is, Christ has been born unto us, let us adore him. It's slow and solemn, and it builds, and it's very evocative. Then we have the hymn, Jesu Redemptor Omnium, which is intoned by the Latin Patriarch, which, Jesus, Redeemer of all men. This hymn is also sung at the Vespers of Christmas. It's sung throughout the entire octave. So you have this very beautiful hymn recounting our Lord as our Redeemer. Then we go to the seventh lesson of Matins, which is actually a sermon of St. Gregory the Great. And what's really neat about this is the lector who is chanting this is so clear, and you can hear him so well. You can just close your eyes, and if you know Latin well enough, you can actually hear. You don't need a book to follow him. It's a beautiful example of how the lessons should be chanted, ideally, so that they're well understood. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secum
Benedictum a Cesare Augusto descrivere tu l'universus orbis.
Et after the lesson of Matins, this particular one, the stirring versicles of Christus Nostus Est Nobis are sung again. And then you have this organ prelude that leads into a Latin version of Silent Night. And the reason it was done in Latin was for its international setting, because you have all these people from around the world attending this Midnight Mass in St. Catherine's. Another interesting thing is the Boys' Schola. You can hear them as well. And there's actually the 20-odd page book that they were talking about that accompanied the LP. It's actually with the CD as well, and there's pictures from the ceremony in there. And you get to see what some of these little Palestinian Catholic boys look like. They're in their cassock and surplus and a little cape, and they're holding little candles. You have to wonder where they are today. So they had this tradition of the Boys' Schola as well there too. And then, of course, another interesting thing, too, is there you can look this up, actually, on the internet of St. Catherine's Church. Now, the sanctuary has undergone a few little changes from the actual picture that's on the cover of the album. But the organ is actually above and behind the altar in the church. And it's not a very large organ, so it's just kind of like more of an accompaniment organ than anything. But it's very quaint, and they use it to fill up a lot of the gaps and kind of transition from one piece to another in this recording. It's very well done, in my opinion. So then after the Silent Night, this is when the Cardinal Latin Patriarch is actually vesting for the Mass completely. They then begin the Mass, and it starts with the introit, Dominus dixit a me, the Lord said unto me. Then you have the organ from the introit leading into the Kyrie of the Parousi Mass called Hoc Est Corpus Meum. And Parousi was the director, the papal schola director from Leo XIII, at least till Pius X and beyond, and Pius X specifically liked Parousi because his masses tended to follow the sacred musical principles more. Like I said, it's not the best singing in the world, but it's sung with typical Franciscan devotion. Then we move on to the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, or the Gloria, and this is just beautiful because they peal these bells with great joy and exuberance, and the altar bells are rung as well too, and there's this organ prelude before the schola even comes in to sing the actual Gloria. And what's very touching about this is this, we must remember, is the actual place where the Gloria in Excelsis Deo was first sung by the angels in front of the Divine Babe. This is the place where it first happened. So, this is just a glorious moment, you might say, at this Midnight Mass. And so, finally, after the Latin Patriarch is reciting the Gloria at the altar with the other ministers, when they are done, then the schola comes in, and the organ kind of tones down, and the bells gradually kind of begin to be lessen and lessen, taper off, and it's just beautiful, dramatic quality to this that they do. They actually play the gradual for you, which is psalm toned, but the Alleluia is fully sung. And during this Alleluia, you can actually hear, if you listen very closely, you can hear them imposing the incense in preparation for the gospel reading. And you can even hear the Latin patriarch giving the blessing to the deacon to chant the gospel. So just neat little things that sometimes you may not be able to hear if you're sitting 50, 100 feet away in the church. The recording also includes the entire chanting of the gospel, the credo, which is, I think, if I remember correctly, is credo number 3. Then moving on to the offertory, some really neat things start to happen here. So you actually get to hear the Latin patriarch say the prayers over the oblations, the host and the chalice with the wine and the water, and incensing the altar. So you hear him saying these prayers, and you can hear the clinking of the thurible, which is just kind of really cool.
In sanctis nudae, a te benedictum, ascendat a te domine.
And then from that point on, we move on to the Sanctus. And this is really great, because once they start the Sanctus, they build this crescendo with the church bells. And this goes all the way up to the consecration. And during this, you can hear the turning of the pages of the actual pontifical canon, which is what they would be using, this very large book, instead of the actual missal at the pontifical mass. You can actually hear the Latin patriarch saying some of these prayers. And then you can hear him actually say the whole consecration. You can even hear them when they close, after they've imposed the incense for the elevation that they're going to use at the elevations, they actually snap the thurible cover shut. You can actually hear it go clink. It's just great just to be able to, it's like you're almost there. You can visualize it. And then, of course, there's the actual consecration of our Lord Jesus Christ there. Then after this, they go to the second part of the Sanctus, which is completed because it's polyphonic and it's long. And then they pick up again on the recording at the Agnus Dei. After the Agnus Dei, they have now gone to the very end of the Mass, and you can hear this boys' scola singing the Adeste Fidelis. It's kind of like, you might say, a recessional. It's probably the part where the Latin patriarch is taking off his chasuble and his maniple and getting ready to put on his cope. Because at this point, this is when they now bear the statue of the infant child down to the actual grotto of the manger. And so there's actually an entrance from the St. Catherine's Church into the Church of the Nativity, and from there they actually have the stairs that lead down to the grotto. And during that part, this again, the hymn that we heard earlier, Jesus Redemptor Omnium, is sung again. And the patriarch goes down there carrying the infant Jesus in this beautiful decorated crib. They lay him at the actual very spot in the grotto of the manger. He solemnly incenses the statue of the infant Jesus. And so that's another part of this beautiful ceremony that they do. Finally, the recording is completed again with the bells pealing in jubilation at the end of the ceremonies. And that's the end of the recording. The entire recording is about an hour long. And it's a nice little mixture. I find that every time I listen to it, there's something new that I find about it. I think it's very touching. It's very beautiful. And it's just a wonderful little thing I'd like to put out there. And maybe in the future I'll bring up some other of these recordings that exist out there that I might be able to bring to your attention. That pretty much completes our show for today. I don't have a question and answer session except for the one that was addressed in the interview by Mike that has already played. But anyways, if you do have any questions about the Roman liturgy, please feel free to email me at info@romanitaspress.com. That's info@romanitaspress.com. And I'd be glad to try to answer it for you. Again, I wish to wish all of you a blessed and a Merry Christmastide. And with the new year coming up, a very happy new year to you. I hope that the Christ child will bless you abundantly for this coming new year with many, many graces. So until next week, this is Louis Tofari with Romanitas Press and learning about the Roman liturgy. Take care and God bless.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Learning About the Roman Liturgy with Louis Tofari. To learn more, visit Mr. Tofari's website, romanitaspress.com, and join us here each Thursday as Mr. Tofari talks about the rubrics, the liturgy, and the traditions of the Roman Catholic faith, right here on Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com, living our traditional Catholic faith.